Good evening, everyone. I am so excited to have all these young people here. It's so nice. Welcome, welcome. And I'd like to invite you to join in our meeting of Reedley City Council and the successor agency to the former Reedley Redevelopment Agency for Tuesday, June 27, 2017. And I'd like to call the meeting to order. Our invocation will be given by Neil Harris, First United Methodist Church, and Pledge of Allegiance by Councilman Beck. And please stand.
Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for this city and for its people. We thank you for this council and for those who work for this city. Lord, we pray that you would bless our city, that you would bless Reedley with blessing of economic growth and money and wealth and good health and happiness and fulfillment. We pray for the wisdom to decide correctly tonight as the council goes through its business. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join the city council and salute to our nation's flag. Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I please have the roll call? Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fast? She is not here today. Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Here.
Mayor Betancourt?
Here.
Agenda approval? Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
No, Mayor, there
no?
are not.
Okay, if not, do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes.
Okay, tonight we have two presentations. The first one will be introduction of new police officer Carla Alvarez. Chief?
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. It's interesting, I see that this many people here to welcome Carly, and I think when I was introduced, there was one person in the audience, and he was here because of having to do community service. So congratulations, you got more people in here than I did. With all seriousness, it's my pleasure this evening to introduce to you our newest member of the Reedley Police Department, Carla Alvarez. Carla went through a rigorous selection process, which, you know, it's very interesting in law enforcement. It's very hard to find good people and qualified officers that can make it through the entire process. It's not a matter of just filling out an application and sitting in for an interview and then all of a sudden you get a job. It's a series of it's a process. They have to go through a significant rigorous background, polygraph, psychological, medical, multiple interviews to get to this point. And most agencies run anywhere between 5% and 10% of all applicants that actually make it through the process. So Carla is a diamond that we have been able to locate, a gold nugget. And so we are very proud to have her here as part of our department. Carla does have some history with our department. She was a police explorer at one time with the Reedley Police Department while she was going through high school. Timed out as an explorer, and then eventually went to the police academy, and then here she is back again. So our program, the explorer program, has continued to churn out quality people, and we are very lucky and fortunate to be able to bring those folks back to work for our department and to serve the community that they grew up in. And I think that's very important because this is home to them. And they feel much more, they take it with much more personal conviction to make sure that they maintain a safe community that we can all enjoy and grow in and thrive and raise our families in. So it's my privilege to officially introduce Carla Alvarez as our newest police officer.
Welcome to Reedley, Carla, again, as official police officer. And I was able to be there at your swearing in. You have a very big family of support. And you know, that's important that you have that family support. So it's good. You're off to a good start.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome to the family.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you, Madam Mayor, okay, members of the council.
Okay, our next presentation is the Parks and Recreation Month Proclamation.
Good evening, Sarah. Mayor and members of the council. Sarah Reed, Community Services Superintendent. I always appreciate the opportunity to highlight the programs and staff within our Community Services Department, especially during July, which is Parks and Rec Month. Before I get started, I do want to share a quick story. My first job was with the City of Sanger, 16-year-old a lifeguard, very similar to a lot of the staff that I work with. And I remember our supervisor saying, you guys are all attending the council meeting tonight. And when I walked into a room just like this, I was at awe. Couldn't believe that I had the opportunity to work for a city government and the professionalism that was entrusted with me for that position. So I truly appreciate the opportunity to show our employees how important their role is and the difference that they make in our community. So I'm going to go through our programs and just highlight them quickly. Summer day camp program, so I'm going to have that staff stand up, takes place at the community center. This is a smaller camp of around 25 to 35 campers per day, but is full of lots of fun and energy. There we have three staff, two junior leaders, and one Reedley High School intern. Staff works hard to keep the campers busy with walking trips, special guests, and lots of activities. We've brought some goodies to show you some of the activities we're doing through the summer. Next, we have our aquatics program. You're probably getting a whiff of sunscreen. So this is them. At the pool, we have 15 employees and two volunteers. New this year is an addition of later evening swim lessons. We have experienced a demand for private lessons and have added more private lessons twice, and they have already filled up twice. Over. There are three family nights scheduled, with the first one this Friday. So I would encourage you to come out between 6 and 8 and try out our family nights when we are open for the public. So thank you. Washington Summer Boost Program is right here. It has 13 employees and two Reedley High School interns. The program has 140 students during the summer and 160 during the school year. This program focuses on academics with an emphasis on math, reading, and science. I would like to point out Eddie Vasquez. Everybody here probably knows Eddie. You want to wave? Eddie has been with the city for 10 years in November. He started with us for the program, and I'm very proud that he is still with us. So thank you, Washington. Next, we have the TL Reed program. With them, we have 14 employees, four of them being Reedley High School, four additional are Reedley High School interns and one junior leader. They serve 180 students in the summer and 250 students during the school year. This program has become unique and is in high demand because of all of the experience offered to the students. So far this summer, field trips have been taken to San Francisco and Monterey, and for a lot of these students, this is their first opportunity to actually leave Reedley. Claudia Villatoro, I'm going to make you wave, Claudia. This is our other employee who has been with us since the beginning of after school and has been with the city for 10 years this past November. Other opportunities for recreation experience in Reedley this summer are the movies in the park, junior giants, tumbling, jiu-jitsu, hip-hop classes, adult softball, lap swim, and water aerobics. So we are very proud of all of the opportunities that we offer to our residents. At this time, I'm going to bring forward our day camp. I'm going to call them volunteers, but they're not really volunteers. Our high school student is Edgar. So he is here with an intern program. And then I have my two junior leaders, Frederick and Maddie, who are going to read the proclamation for us.
Whereas the parks and recreation profession in California creates community through people, parks, and programs, and whereas our parks help to preserve and protect the natural and cultural resources of California, and whereas parks and recreation services support more productive workforces, enhance the desirability of locations for business and families, and stimulate tourism revenues to increase a total community development model, and
whereas parks and recreation strengthens community image and sense of place and increases cultural unity, and whereas parks and recreation prompts health and wellness and reduces health care costs, and whereas cost and re- Parks and Recreation fosters human development, helping young people develop and grow into healthy adults and helping adults continue to live longer. And
whereas Parks and Recreation strengthens safety and security and reduces juvenile crime, and whereas hundreds of Californian children, adults, seniors benefit from the wide range of services, facilities, and programs provided by the City of Ridley Community Service Department.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Ridley urges all residents to enjoy and recognize the social, physical, mental, economic, environmental, and community benefits derived from our community center, public parks, community swimming programs, and all services and programs offered through Community Service Department, which provides something of value to everyone, and recognize July as Parks and Recreation Month, dated July 27, 2017.
If we can, Anita, I was going to have you stand in the center, and our staff will stand up, and okay. I'll get a picture if it's okay from back there. Okay. Is that okay?
John, did you want to do the same and come back here?
Okay. Is that okay? Okay, if you guys don't mind standing up and just kind of surrounding Anita, I thought that would be a cool picture.
I hear you won't find me.
Okay, everybody, smile, say cheese, quit moving.
1, 2, 3. Perfect. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you, man.
I just want to say it's so nice that we can help you out this summer by employing you and to earn some extra money for the summer, and yet you're doing a benefit to our kids in our community. Because there's a lot of kids that need a place to go in the summer, and we're able to, you're able to provide that for them. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll move on to public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the City Council on items of interest to the public within the Council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is the policy of the Council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the City Manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Are there any comments? Hearing none, we will move on to the agenda items. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss or to change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Is there any item that the council wishes to remove? None? May I have a motion then?
Move to approve.
Mayor, bring it up to the public too.
Oh, I'm sorry, is there a public? Is there anybody in the public that wishes to address consent items? None? Okay. If not?
Second.
Council Member Salino?
Yes.
Council Member Beck?
Yes.
Council Member Pignon?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Move on to number 9, public hearing. Adopt resolution number 2017-062, leveling the fiscal year 2017-2018 annual assessments for the City of Reedy Landscape and Lighting Maintenance District Number 1. Engineering, John.
Mayor Betancourt, City Council members, item 9 before you tonight is the last step in the process of levying the annual assessments as required by state law for properties that fall within the Landscape and Lighting Maintenance District Number 1. And those are shown in Exhibit A of the staff report. There are 20 separate zones currently within the Zone A with various areas of landscaping, wind or differing number of streetlights that require to be maintained. The requirements for maintenance for each zone are described also in tonight's staff report. On April 25th, Council ordered the preparation of the engineer's report to analyze the costs to the city to administer the required maintenance within each zone, and to determine that what is collected is adequate to perform that maintenance. In order to ensure that enough is collected to cover the costs for performing the work and covering the cost of materials, the city applies what's called the Consumer Price Index, or the CPI, to the previous year's cost to determine the amount of the levy to collect to cover the rising costs of inflation or due to inflation or salary increases. On May 24th, the report was approved by council, and today's date was set for the public hearing to levy the assessment on the subject properties and direct the city clerk to record the resolution. As identified in the staff report, the cost to maintain the landscaping and lighting within the District Number 1 is approximately $171,000 for this fiscal year. This is an increase of approximately $4,880, which is from the previous year, which is equal to the council-approved CPI inflation factor that was applied to each of the district areas. 7 of the zones within the district currently are not subject to the CPI increase. This was a decision made at the time that they were created. And as of today, staff has not received any protests from the general public regarding this matter. That concludes my report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have regarding this topic, this item.
Are there any questions for the council?
The only thing, I think we're going to have to go back and start looking at A through H. We're starting, I'm guessing that we're probably taking some of the funding out of that lighting maintenance district to maintain the other districts also?
The other zones currently are.
And so I think, and otherwise we're going to be we're falling backwards on the.
Sure. Yeah, as far as the accounting goes, each zone is accounted for separately and the funds are not commingled.
Okay.
But it is a true statement that as the costs rise in the districts that do not have the CPI escalators, eventually the cost will not cover it. So at this point, there is no commingling of any of the landscape and lighting funds.
Well, my concern is, though, that somewhere it's coming that we have to maintain these.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And this is a goal in this year's budget to start looking at those options. Other communities have done this because other cities have had this issue. And more than likely, it will involve going back out to the voters in those areas.
Because A through 8 are static, and that's a problem.
Correct.
I see. So.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, for clarifying that.
Any other questions or comments? None? Okay. Is there any comments from the... Okay, I'd like to open it up now to the public hearing. Any comments from the public? If not, I'll close the public hearing. And what are the wishes of the council?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Administrative business. Number 10, adoption of 2017-18 fiscal year budget and related fiscal items. A, adopt resolution number 2017-056 of the City Council of the City of Reedy, acting in its capacity as City Council to the City Successor Agency to the former Redevelopment Agency as the Board of Reedy Housing Authority, adopting the final budget of the City of Reedy for the fiscal year July 1st, 2017 to June 30, 2018. Providing for the appropriation and expenditure of all sums set forth in said final budget, providing for the transfers and additional appropriations, and repealing all resolutions and parts of resolutions in conflict herewith, except as provided for by minute order of the City Council on June 27, 2017. Part B, adopt resolution number 2017-057 of the City Council of the City of Reedley, adopting a master salary table for all employees of the City of Reedley, unrepresented GSU, RPOA, and part-time employee groups. C, adopt resolution number 2017-058 of the City Council of the City of Reedley, establishing a revised salary and benefit schedule for management, confidential, and professional technical employees. Okay, administrative services. Paul.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. Thank you very much. It's been a long road to get to this point tonight, and a lot of hard work on behalf of staff as well as the City Council to go through each department budget with a fine-tooth comb and really evaluate the policies and programs that we have as a city. So the fact that we've gotten here so smoothly is not by accident, and it's not that we're not paying attention. It's because all of us in this room are doing a lot of work. So I do appreciate that. As the mayor just went through, there are three action items here tonight. The first of which is the standard, I say, boilerplate adopting resolution for the proposed budget as presented at the city budget workshops, with the exception of two minute order items that staff respectively request a minute order motion for each of them. And I'll just go ahead and jump off with those two items. With the exception of these two items, the budget that you're being asked to adopt tonight is exactly what is in the binder on your dais. The first item was discussed at, I believe it was the second budget workshop, and that it was in regards to the appropriations for the general plan legal services in the planning division of the Community Development Department. The proposed budget had a appropriation of $87,000. Staff, as a result of the current status of the legal expenses related to the general plan update, staff request that appropriation to now read $210,000. So upon a minute order of the council, it would move from $87,000 in the proposed budget and go into a $210,000 level for the adopted budget. So that's the first minute order that we request from the council. The second of which is new since the budget hearings. Staff is requesting an increase to to item number 012, expenditure item for the construction of the Reed Avenue Underground Joint Utility Trench to cover higher than expected bid results for the installation of a joint utility trench in Reed Avenue from Manning to Aspen Avenues. All expenditures paid by the city to the contractor for construction of the joint utility trench are fully reimbursable from credits collected either by the city's and county's PG&E ratepayers, also known as Rule 20. Excuse me. The County Board of Supervisors approved the donation of credits to the city to fully fund this project. Staff is hereby requesting an increase of $200,000 for the revenue and appropriation items for the total project cost and the reimbursement. So the adopted budget, or excuse me, the proposed budget has a project cost of $950,000. The bids came in higher than anticipated by the city engineer. The actual appropriations required to fully fund the project are $1,150,000. So we ask that the City Council do a minute order motion to fund this project at $1,150,000. And the city engineer is standing here, sitting right here if you have any questions about the project. Sorry about that, John. Okay. The actual adopting resolution is identical to previous years in that it grants the city manager certain authorities to reorganize, to staff the departments as she feels fit, and it's the same types of language that we've seen in prior years, and it hasn't changed in many years. Moving on to the other two resolutions, the first of which is the salary table. This is a required document from CalPERS and also required by state law to set the compensation levels for all officials, part-time and full-time of the city. And also there's changes as a result of the existing MOUs with the two city bargaining groups, that is RPOA and GSU. So we are in the middle of a three-year MOU with both of those groups expiring June 30th, 2018. This year does have an increase for GSU of 2% that's built into the proposed budget as well into the salaries and the salary table for the GSU employees. For the employees covered by the RPOA, there's a 4.5% COLA increase. That's showing in the salary table. However, as far as the net effect to the employees, it's a 4.5% increase on pay, and it's a 3% increase to the employee contributions. So effective July 1st of this year, so by next week, all employees in the city, all full-time employees, will be making 100% of the employee contributions for the pensions. So that's an important milestone to reach. That's what a lot of cities have done in the last couple of years, given what is going on with pension contributions. It's not a silver bullet, but it's a first step. It was seen as a win-win by this city, by the council, by the staff, because it was able to grant an increase as well as give some offset on the pension contributions. So there is that increase for the RPOA that is also built into the salary table. As part of the change, also, we are requesting the compensation for the preschool teacher to go from a revenue shared wage to an independent hourly wage consistent with all other part-time staff of the city. With the retirement of the longtime preschool teacher here, it was seen as a very unique compensation arrangement that we don't feel is necessary going forward to ensure the success of the program. So we are requesting that to go to a hourly wage. And the addition of two classifications, senior human resources analyst and human resources technician, to existing ranges for the unrepresented group. There's no pay increases. We're requesting to reclassify two existing employees to different titles with no change to pay. And that would better reflect their actual duties. So that, in essence, is the salary table. Again, we have all city employees, part-time or full-time, in the salary table. The last couple of years, we've worked really hard to make sure this reflects all city employees. There was a time in which there was some part-time employees that were not in this schedule, and we've done a lot of work with our departments to make sure that they're in there. And then finally, the third approval item is the salary and benefit schedule for the unrepresented employees. Because they are by definition unrepresented, they don't have an MOU. As the council is well aware, their benefits are established by resolution. Typically, that's brought forward on an annual basis or sooner if there's other changes. And the proposed changes to the benefit schedule have been identified in the budget as well as in the staff report. In the proposed budget, the changes are in bold italic font, and they're also in the staff report under the bullet points. You have a small increase to the monthly cell phone stipend due to the increase in plans. You've got a safety boot allowance for some of those employees. It's just a handful that are out in the field supervising other blue-collar employees, and we would like to afford them the same allowance for safety boots that the blue-collar employees get. So we have just a couple of changes in that resolution. Again, it's in the proposed budget as well as in the staff report. And if you have any questions about any of these documents, please feel free to speak up now. We also have all the department heads here for any questions about the departmental budgets. And that concludes my presentation of the adopting documents for the 2017-18 budget. It's here.
Is there any questions or discussion from the council?
Well, all I can say, folks, is where we were in 2011, when most of you came in on board, we were pretty sad.
It was scary.
And so what you folks have done over the years, and put us where we should be, you know, there's no reason to question this budget. It's been a great, great year. And we'd like to keep it there and advance even more in the future. So as far as I'm concerned, I have no problem with this budget.
Just to add, I think I speak on behalf of our city manager and the department heads. We take very seriously the trust that you put in us. I worked in an agency for a short period of time that the trust between council and staff was not as strong as it is here, and it makes all the difference in the entire world. And that was one of the reasons I jumped at the chance to come back, is I realized truly how special, what a special type of foundation and tie that we have in this community that enables us to do the things that we're doing on a shoestring budget sometimes. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'm very thankful for this council. I'm very thankful for everybody in this room. I think we've only just begun.
Yeah. Well, nothing is accomplished if you don't work together.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Yes.
I just want to say I appreciate every one of you that have sacrificed in many ways, and just every department seems to be just right on top of it. I was talking to city manager yesterday and saying how amazing it is that we have a team that works together and proactive in their area of expertise. Yeah. And I, for one, appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to add, you know, Paul, you were talking about the trust you put in us. I want to let you know that we also put our trust in you. And that's important, because I don't have any problem when I come in here. I ask a question, I get a straight answer. I never get a runaround. I never get anything of that nature. We have got probably, as far as I'm concerned, the best staff in this country. And you never hear them complain about anything. And they just go out and do the work. And it shows at the end of the day, it shows. And you guys have done such a great job that, because I was here, I'm back when, like Councilman Solano said, I was here when we were teetering on brink of bankruptcy, and with the city manager we hired and the staff she brought on board, that speaks for itself right there. You look at that 5-6 years down the road, where are we? We're strong. We may not be going as hard as some of the places, but we have other reasons why that's not happening. And I can only say thank you.
Yeah.
Is what I can say.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me very proud, and I'm very blessed to be part of this community and with the staff and your head honcho over here. She's done a terrific job to work with you. And you, I can see that you all work together as a team. And appreciate it. And this community should appreciate it too. And I'm sure they do. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Council, for all the comments.
Yeah.
You know, like I said before, I work with, she's the 10th city manager. And the most relaxing years I've had is here.
Nice.
The controversies that we had in the past, you know, it was mind-boggling, but it was very disappointing that they couldn't work together. But it's been improved. That's been great. So we thank you very much.
We do appreciate the kind comments, and the only thing I will say is that Mr. Beck didn't get it quite right in that you haven't been in my office when they come in to complain.
Oh. There's a time and a place.
Well, yeah. Side eye sees always good.
Yeah. So just to remind the council to request your pleasure on the 2-minute order motions for the two specific expenditure items for the general plan update and for the Reed Avenue Underground project. Oh, Scott.
Just to clarify, that's on item number one. I think Paul read those two. So if the maker of the motion will just simply indicate for the record if the desire is to include those 2-minute order items
then the record will reflect that they're included. If you only want one, if the motion maker only wants one, please state either one or two, whatever it is. So.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
But before the motion, just a reminder to go out to the public.
Oh, yes.
I would make a motion to approve it and plus the two additions.
Okay. We're going to have the public hearing before we go. I'm sorry.
No problem. Uh-huh.
Is there anybody from the public that would like to comment? They're all happy campers, too. So. So now second. We take the motion?
Yeah.
Second?
And then we'll do them one at a time.
Okay.
The three resolutions,
the
three
resolutions.
Separate votes.
Okay. Yeah. Do I hear a motion for resolution 2017-056, adopting city budget?
Not the motion that Councilman
Lino
made?
It was a motion I made before the public comment.
Before the comment.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mr. Pinon, second.
Councilmember Cellino.
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon.
Yes.
Councilmember Beck.
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt.
Yes. Okay. So do I go to?
Yeah, item B now.
Another B? Okay. Item B, resolution 2017-057, adopting the master salary table.
Motion.
Second.
Councilmember Beck.
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino.
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Number C, resolution 2017-058, salary and benefit schedule for unrepresented employees. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. All right.
Oh, thank you very much, Council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, just information and reports. The minutes of the Reedley Airport Commission meeting on May 4th, 2017. And now we have Council reports. Councilman Salino?
Well, I'm still enjoying the Marlin Swim Meets that we've had. And they've had an awful lot of, they've had a great season. And tonight they have one, and then on Thursday will be the last one before they get into the finals. But I also like to tell Joel, it's great with your recreation department. You also have an abundance of kids learning how to swim, and that's great. So that swim program is really, really positive for the city of Reedley.
It is.
Yeah. Not only for City of Reedley, but it's a feeder program to the high school eventually. So that's great. Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Councilman Beck?
Okay. I was fortunate that I was asked to meet with the city manager and Supervisor Buddy Mendez. Actually, it was yesterday morning. Was to talk about basically the county's involvement in economic development and what he could do for us, and it was I thought it was a pretty productive meeting. He seems to be very open to coming out and if we have anything to help us along, if we need anything. So that was the first thing I had, and then that evening I had a Five Cities meeting, which is part of the EDC, and they're still kind of geared towards the Fresno Clovis area and the 99 corridor, and I mean, they even took a moment to look at me and go, and we in Reedley too, out that area, kind of. And I'm going, you know, that's pretty bad when they're not looking at the rural cities like they should be. And I'm back at my standard saying on the Five Cities, I've got to see something come out of it if we're going to continue to brace with them as far as what they're providing for the dollar that we get involved in that. So.
It's always been President Clovis.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's just really kind of sad that they can't see futures past the city limit signs of those areas and the 99 corridor, so in the Golden States. But anyway, and that's all I have, Mayor.
Okay. Councilman Pinon?
Yes, I have one item. I actually was able to attend a gathering for Habitat for Humanity at the RNBC. And we spoke about this last week, they're wanting to build seven homes in Reedley for seven families. And what an exciting thing for people to get excited, motivated, and, you know, just get on board with not only talking about it, but especially folks that are in need of housing, you know, just give them something just to be looking forward to. It was just very informational. I appreciated the folks that opened and facilitated the meeting. It seems as though they really have their stuff together. They know exactly what they're doing and meeting the needs of people in crisis, people in need of housing. They know exactly how to do that, how to facilitate and to help people in need. So I just want to say to all of us, you know, that when you think about Habitat or think about families in need, I just ask that you say a little prayer for folks those that really need housing. I would say a little prayer for them. There are families in our community that definitely need a little help. And Matthew, I can't remember his last name. He was the facilitator. He was saying, you know, most people don't or are not looking for a hand out. They're looking for a hand up. And that really spoke to me, because most people that really are in crisis and need help, that's what they need. That's what they're looking for. And sometimes we miss the boat. So I just would ask us to think about that in the coming weeks or months as this project comes to hopefully fruition. So that's all I have to share.
That's a good thing. the Mexican Consulate and partnered with United Health Centers on a two-day event for the immigration and information. I wasn't here those days, but I called the gentleman afterwards, and he said there was over 200 people that attended, and that 100 people or more benefited from their services, and then some made appointments to continue. So that was a good thing that we hosted here in the community to help our families with information that's important to them. Also went to the public meeting for the Fresno COG Regional Active Transportation Plan. They've been going to each city and asking the community members to discuss and receive input from the different communities about transportation and what they can offer and what they would like to see. And it was Wednesday at the community center, and it was in partnership with Cultivar de la Salud. It's an organization that sponsors our Champion for Change group of moms that have been here at the council before. And so it was so much fun. I mean, we had a full, I mean, the room was full, and they had these little earphones for the translation, and they had a good translator. And a lot of our moms from the Champion for Change homes, moms from that group and the community in that neighborhood around the community center were there. And they passed out the little clappers, and they did like a survey. And it was cute because a lot of them had never used a little, and so they were learning how to do it. And they had 28 that they passed out, so that's how many were taking part in it. But it was very, it just made me so happy to see that they were so interested, and they passed out these big maps at each table, and they were able to look at the map and see what places that they felt they needed lighting or sidewalk, or and then the transportation, they talked about the dial-a-ride, and then it was, they provided a dinner. The organization provided a dinner for them and childcare, because a lot of our families, we travel with our families, and so they bring their kids, and so they had something for them to do, creative project that they were doing. And then they were also walking around and helping the parents and the families how to help them on the map and to write down the things that they needed on a separate piece of paper that they felt were important for their community. And one gentleman, he couldn't write, and so this young man was helping him. He was telling him what he wanted and where on the map, and he was writing it down for him. Mm-hmm. So, but It was fun. I really enjoyed it. It made me feel so good to see the turnout, that they really are interested in what's happening in their community and their neighborhoods, and they got an opportunity to voice their opinions and write down what they think are important. So anyway, also the 180 extension, I guess it's the third section, was supposed to start this month, but I guess the birds are nesting in the area, so they're waiting to do that, taking a little bit of time. So it's exciting to know that that part is going to start to be realized, you know. So anyway, so one of the things that came out at the meeting that we had with the transportation was, just in general, there was a lot of concern about dogs, loose dogs in the neighborhoods, and they wanted to know what they could do about that. So if there's not any other comments, we'll have our staff.
All right, thank you very much, Mayor. A couple things. I don't know if you've yet heard that Parlier has announced their new city manager. It will be Sam Escobar. He'll be leaving Orange Cove and going over to Parlier on July 10th. So we wish him lots of luck. That city is in pretty desperate shape and needs all the assistance it can get. I think Sam's a good city manager, a good solid understanding. And so, as you know, we just signed an agreement with them for building inspection services because they are just really struggling over there. So we'll continue to provide them support. No news yet on what Orange Cove is going to do. I want to remind the council that July 4th, which is Tuesday, City Hall will be closed. We do put notices out on that. On July 11th would be our next council meeting. However, we will be going dark, and council took a voice vote on that last time around. So we do have it on your agenda, but please do not show up on July 11th. We won't be having a meeting. Just a reminder for you that I'll be out on Thursday. We will be meeting with CID on a mandatory settlement conference before our trial, which is set for July 14th. So Thursday is the date we'll be meeting with the mediator on that. I wanted to also let you know the Habitat for Humanity that Councilmember Pignon brought up. Within the next 2 months, you will be having an item brought before you. They wanted to do some fundraising before they talked with the council, so they knew the level of support in the community. But there are certain votes that need to be made with the council, a piece of property and some other things. And so be looking for that in the next month or two to be brought to council. Lastly, today I had a very interesting, productive meeting held by the Central Valley Community Foundation over in the KCUSD boardroom, and it was the superintendents from KCUSD, Dinuba, Cutler Rossi, and there's one other, and I'm going to forget who that is, and shame on me for forgetting, but some very important people around, and it looks like we'll be able to get about $150,000 a year from them for some college workforce development items. And I think that's a really good partnership because it actually came about from something they were talking about with the city, and we found out we could help the schools. And so their idea is sort of a high school to college pipeline, and this $150,000 is from Deborah Mitsuoko, who passed away several years ago, left very large donation with the Central Valley Community Foundation, and her specific request was this money only be used in the communities of Dinuba, Reedley, Orange Cove, Arosi, et cetera. So it's very nice to know that we'll be working on getting kids to college that might not otherwise know about college. So more information on that to come. Staff.
Good evening, Mayor. And members of the council, I just want to inform you that we are finally here. We're going to have our dog park ribbon cutting ceremony. It'll be the Lions Club Dog Park and be held at Mueller Park this Thursday, June 29th, from 12 to 1 p.m. We're just going to have a short ceremony because we're going to be, you know, might be a little hot, and we're going to have a hot dog lunch. And we want to invite you and the community to come join us. So I want to apologize for the late notice, but I hope you can join us. Thank you.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. There's a couple of items from the police department. Tomorrow, we will be having our swearing-in ceremony for Felina Ibarra, one of our newest dispatchers. Should have all received your notices by now. That'll bring us up to full staff in our dispatch center, so that'll be really nice. And also, tomorrow, we're going to be launching a press release. We're going to be sending out a press release. We are starting our tip line effective tomorrow. We'll have tip line or two phone numbers available, one so folks can access it that speak English, and one that folks can access it that speak Spanish. So they will be able to leave information, anonymous tip information, on these phones so that we can, on any crimes or anything like that, so that we can conduct some investigations. It's something that we have had in the past, but it kind of went by the wayside. And so we're bringing it forward again, and we are also working on another method that will engage some of our community, but we know a lot of our community is very tech app savvy, and they tend to use their cell phones and smartphones a lot more. So we're also researching another product that will allow people to do text in anonymous tips that will come directly to the police department. So we're going to be trying to reach out in multiple ways to get this information out to our community. So that will go live tomorrow. But again, the press release will be coming out. We'll be sending it out through our various options, through Facebook, through email blasts out to our neighborhood watch groups, on our next door. Of course, we'll send it out to the exponent. Et cetera, et cetera. So that will be coming out tomorrow. Thursday is my last day in the office. Thank you again. Thank you to the city manager for giving me the opportunity to go on this sabbatical for the next 3 months. I don't know if it's much of a sabbatical, but vacation. Thank you, Paul. Not even vacation. But Mark Ettinger is well informed as far as what we have going on, and he will. This department and the city is in very capable hands. I couldn't have asked for a better person to be here during that time. So, and then finally, on July, and I'm not going to say the date, in July, we will be having a multi-agency traffic detail come into the city of Reedley. So I would tell you the date, but then that would just kind of, ruin the whole surprise. All I would tell you is when you see a lot of agencies, a lot of different agencies running through town, then you know that's the date that I was talking about. But it's an opportunity. We initiated that process. Reedley will be the first city that will take advantage of this multi-agency traffic enforcement project, and we will be targeting specific problems that we have identified either through complaints or just consistent ongoing problems in our community that are related to traffic. So if you've probably reported it, we will probably be dealing with it. So we will probably, so again, it's one of those things that we don't want the public just to understand and to mind themselves and be careful drivers on that day, but it's going to be an opportunity for them to be on their best behavior from this point forward. Just a fair warning to all. And again, everything is, vehicle code is about this thick, and it's everything's in play. So I really do ask the community to abide by the laws and by the rules of the road, because if not, you may have some red and blue lights behind you issuing citations. So we will be partnering with all the South County agencies, Orange Cove, Parlier, Selma, Sanger, Fowler, and Kingsburg will be part of this detail. And of course, in reciprocating them coming here, we will also be sending our officers periodically to the other cities to help out for specific problems that they're having. So this is something that we plan on doing on a consistent basis. So you may see us once or twice or three times a month. It just depends on what the problem is. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
I think it's good to keep us guessing. But I also would like to say that had a gentleman today say that they appreciate the signs that were put on South Reed and the visibility of vehicles, police vehicles around the area. And they thank you for that. So, good.
Thank you. And that is part of our new updated, new fangled POP problem-oriented policing program that we have in place, that it's just not an individual that is addressing the problem, it's the whole department addressing the problem on all shifts. And that's something that we were not doing well before. So I'm glad to see that people are noticing our officers out in these specific areas.
Great. Thank you.
Chief, thank you. Looking forward to the tip line. I think that's something that kind of got, like you said, got lost in the way back. And I think it's something that a lot of people are under the misunderstanding that when they're asked for a name, that they have to give it.
Right.
And so this will, kind of alleviate that issue. And hopefully it will help you guys do your job a little bit better, or give you things that we don't know that's going on in the community that needs to be brought forward. Mm-hmm. So, right. And also looking forward to the new units in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
Hopefully, hopefully we can make
a bicycle that day.
Yes. I want to thank you, Councilmember Beck, because both of those were ideas that you asked me if I would look into. And so I think that shows just great partnership between the vision and the policy setters and the staff who implement. And so the credit needs to be given to Councilmember Beck, his ideas. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Good evening, Madam Mayor, Council. While the City of Reedley will not have a sponsored public fireworks display this year, we do anticipate some unorganized illegal fireworks displays throughout the city. So the fire department and the police department are partnering. Once again, we've been doing this for the last several years. We'll go out undercover and seek out the offenders who are playing with the illegal fireworks. As you know, last year, just kind of at the end of our shift, it was about 11:30 p.m., myself and a detective turned a corner and saw a residence and a bunch of pine trees up in flames. So oh, there is a real threat out there, regardless if we have a public display or not. So we just want to let you and the public know that we will be out actively seeking those who are offending the fireworks code. And it is a $1,000 fine. So
I already have individuals in my neighborhood that are enjoying themselves.
Oh. I've heard.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I also. I think it's all over. Yeah.
And we have people out in your neighborhood today, as a matter of fact.
Right?
Yes. Okay. We have officers out there today looking for those specific people. So it's something that we identified as well.
It's been nice if the neighbors, if they're concerned, would just call in. They don't have to give their name.
Right.
Just identify the individuals, that's all.
Right.
It's a safety process.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's all we need is just a phone call, let us know where it's happening so we can direct our enforcement to that specific area.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else would like to? Okay, so we'll. Okay, if not, we'll go into closed session. Did I turn it over to you?
Yeah, I'll read the item into the record. There's one item on this evening's closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, subsection D1. That's conference with the legal counsel on existing litigation. The name of the case is the City of Reedley versus the Dow Chemical Company et al., and that's the Reedley's active TCP litigation. So now is the time for any public comment on that item before we go into closed session. Seeing none, we can retire into closed session. We'll re-adjourn and report out if there's any action.
Okay, a 5-minute break.